Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Did you get all your clocks changed? Or perhaps all your devices change them automatically? Whatever, we have that change in time falling back an hour. Well, that kind of time, both at the beginning and end of daylight savings time, is a good reminder to do some things around our homes that should be done at least a couple of times a year. And don't know if it's on your list. And if it is, perhaps you have a different set of time. Perhaps it's on your birthday or close to your birthday. Perhaps it's the beginning of spring. Sometime when you regularly do some of these chores. And the first one is to check your fire alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. Doesn't take too long. It might take a ladder or a step stool or something to get to them, but it's a good time to check those batteries and make sure they're working. And I know some people do that during fire prevention week, but whatever time, it's a good thing to do. They are made to help save lives, and they do that as long as they're working. So check your fire alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. Second one, here's one that you maybe think is outmoded, but flip your mattress. If you own a certain kind of mattress, you think, well, that's not going to make any difference. But actually, even those with memory foam lengthen the life of the mattress if you at least rotate them rather than flipping them. So for ordinary mattresses, flipping and rotating is a good idea. Kind of evens out the wear and will make that mattress hopefully more comfortable and certainly last longer. So flip and or rotate your mattress. And while you're at it, you might want to give it a good vacuum cleaning also. Three, this one needs to be done more than a couple times a year probably. Clean your coffee machine. And of course, how you do that is going to depend on that cleaning guide. And even those that are a little bit older, you know, those drip coffee makers, yes, we still use some of those. Whatever kind it is, it's a good idea to keep the coffee machine clean. And that, as I say, will probably be more than a couple times a year, but probably depends on how much you use your coffee machine also. So next one is clean your furnace filters or replace the filters and take a look at the vents also. This is a good time to make sure the furnace is working. We want to be warm, and that furnace will work better if it has a pretty clean filter rather than being full of dust and cat hair or dog hair or whatever goes through that filter. And of course, there are choices. You can use the very inexpensive ones and change them at least every month, or more expensive ones say they have a longer life. And then, of course, there are the filters that you can wash and replace. So whatever your furnace requires, getting those furnace filters changed or cleaned on a regular basis is going to make your furnace last longer and also help you have better heat. And while you're at it, probably clean out those heating vents, or you know, wherever your air is moving, both the where the cool air ones are, where the air is pulled through, as well as where your heat is coming from. Good idea to vacuum those out on a regular basis. And talking about cleaning out, how about the dryer vent? Yep, you probably clean out the dryer filter, the lint filter, every time you use the dryer, but also the vent needs to be cleaned out. According to the U.S. Fire Administration, about 2,900 closed dryer fires are reported each year, with more of these fires occurring in the fall and winter months, peaking in January. So to prevent a fire, clean out your dryer vent ductwork and help prevent any misfunctioning. Again, it keeps your appliance working better and longer in addition to being safer. Another one is take stock of your medicine cabinet. Again, on a regular basis, those various medicines, non-prescriptions, and sometimes prescriptions that don't get used up, have expiration dates on them. And as much as you might hate to throw away, maybe the aspirins have been sitting there and you go, oh, I didn't know how long we had those. Or as I mentioned, a prescription that has been used for some time, take a look at the expiration dates and get rid of them. And thank goodness we have places that where you can take those prescriptions or over-the-counter drug things to get rid of them. Don't just toss them down the drain, but you can take them to various sites, easy sites, perhaps your pharmacy, some places the police department. Take care of those. You know, if they're expired, they're not going to be doing their job very well and could even be dangerous. So take a look at the medicine cabinet or other places where you may store medicines. Perhaps you have a place in the kitchen or a place in a bedroom as well as in the bathroom. So take a look around and clean out those out-of-date medicines, whether they're prescriptions or over-the-counter. Well, here's a toughie, I think. It is for me, and that is to clean the gutters. Once the leaves have fallen off the trees and they start filling up your gutters, it's going to make it impossible for the water to drain. Snow starts melting. Then you have icicles dropping over the gutter, can even pull the gutter down, and might cause some other problems in your home. So those clogged gutters could cause a lot of problem. And not recommended for many people to climb on their ladder and do that themselves. Some people can, but if you can't, that's time to hire somebody who has the equipment and does that job professionally. Get those gutters cleaned out. Well, you could probably list some other things that need to be done on a regular basis at your home, but perhaps these are some that you haven't thought about and somehow just don't get done because they are not on a regular schedule. So for safety, for good health, for even decluttering your home, for lots of reasons, it's important to have all of these things on a schedule. I hope that you and your body are getting used to the change in time. To me, it's always a little easier to fall back, which we've been doing for a couple of days, than it is to skip ahead. But it still means that our bodies are making changes. So hoping that's all working for you and wishing you good times to get all these things cleaned out. Until next time, here's a thought from Thomas Jefferson. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work.